Go Bright Electric.
Hi, is this Eric?
This is Eve.
Good to speak with you again, Eric. It's Paul from Local Splash. I did get your email. I was on a call when I received it. How's your day going so far? Happy Wednesday.
It's starting off pretty good. How was yours?
No, not bad. Not bad at all. Just getting going, but so far so good. So did you have any questions for me? I know we kind of covered a lot yesterday.
I didn't off the top of my head.
Okay. What is your website domain? I never did.
It is gobright.life.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. I should have guessed that after the email. So we'll promote this this website. Of course, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the main business number, right? This is the one
Yes.
we want your customers to call. Perfect. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding
Yes, it is.
Your account? It is? Good. And it's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have the email address as well. Oh, I also wanted to ask you, because I saw the 21509 North Hazard Road. Is that an address you want your customers to see? Do customers ever come to you?
No. The customers should not be coming to me. That's just a mailing address, which is my home, so I don't want
that. Oh, that is your home. Okay, so you receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. That's totally understandable. And, of course, Google knows that most service-based businesses, where you go out to the customer, most service-based businesses are run that way, kind of run out of the truck, run out of the home. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll actually just be listed Spokane, Washington, not even that 99208 zip code. And then, of course, we can target specific areas where you most want to be found. That 45-minute travel radius, that's fairly accurate for you in most cases.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay, perfect.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to do what's called the client interview. One of our technicians will call you back. If you've got time, we can do it today. It takes about a half an hour, but we're going to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, kind of verify information that we have, information off of your website and things like that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay. Give me just 1 second then here, Eric, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Olson. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Go Bright Electric, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Eric Olson, owner and administrator.
Okay. And as the owner administrator of Go Bright Electric, LLC, Mr. Olson, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That is correct.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Eric, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Olson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We, of course, would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Eric, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Olson, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll actually do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. As I mentioned, though, we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and would be able to honor here today, including reducing the cost of the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 17th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of $299.00. And that $299, Eric, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Eric, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Olson, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Eric, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's got both.
Both. And is there any middle initial or just first and last for you?
Middle initial is W.
W. Okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with the 5. All MasterCards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 5323-9147-0108-5798.
And the expiration month and year?
It is May of 28.
May of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
976.
976. I've got 976, 976 on the back. I've got May of 2028 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5323-9147-0108-5798.
That is correct.
And does that fill up the home address, the 21509 North Hazard Road, 99208?
Yes, it does.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But, Eric, if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay. That toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that day or the following business day if they receive it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And, again, you'll receive all that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about half an hour. And let me just pull up that calendar and see what's available here. Looks like the very first available. Well, I might still be able to get you in at 9 o'clock if that works for you. There's also 10 and 11, and then later on this afternoon, there is at least one spot available for 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. So basically, sooner or later or towards the end of the day.
Let's go with sooner. Let's go with 9 o'clock.
9? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 9 until 10. The call would get to you maybe just a few minutes after 9 since I'm going to have to put some notes in first. But then it'll get you off the phone pretty quickly there. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well just in the very beginning just to kind of answer any quick questions you might have and introduce you to your technician. I may be in a meeting or I may be on another phone call. If I am, they're going to call you and take good care of you anyway. I did want to add just another layer of protection here, a little bit of question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with GoBright Electric LLC, even if it's you, Eric, and we recognize your voice, we may still every now and then ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially in a week or two. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information pretty much immediately, just politely let them go. If they are asking you for more money for your Google listing, again, politely let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account. It is for your protection, and of course, it clearly states moving forward, it bills for exactly $299 on the 17th. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go with the city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Pasadena.
Pasadena. Okay. Type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out to you by now?
I have the automated email right in front.
Okay, perfect. So if you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. So click on that click here. It's going to go to the local splash terms of experience, everything we talked about in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Bing, though, is about 1 out of 10 people on average, so we do want to mirror the content on Bing. Make sure you get those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Everything necessary to be on that first page. If your website's ever going to be down for more than a week or so, it takes us about a week to put a website together as a placeholder. Just let us know that that's included as well. There's no cost for that. Of course, we're doing the Facebook ads as well. You'll see a long line that goes across it and below it a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer. Once you click on both of those boxes, you'll see a larger box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So it is case sensitive. The E, W, and O, the first O, are capitalized. There's no period after the middle initial of W. Of course, our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field, so just Eric W. Olson. Once you've got the name in there, click the confirm signature box. That's the orange box. Once you do that, it does a few things. It lets us know, first of all, that you know it's month to month, that we've reduced your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of the service itself. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
All right, username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither which is really true. You do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for us to track. You can find your login information in the welcome email. If you refresh, that email has been sent out. Your username is in our system the same way, so you cannot change it, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. It's your phone number, 509-202-5599. Just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Looks like your default password is PPC video. That stands for pay-per-click video. All lowercase, no space, but you can change that password once your tracking system is active and you're able to log in. You can change that password. Other than that, you're all set and squared away here on my end. I'm going to put in the notes here, and our technician will be giving you a call in about 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully, I'm in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you. I'd be happy to say a quick hello, even if it's just a few minutes from now.
Excellent. Thank you again, Paul.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, too, very much.